وكئام الحلم.
You're listening to Diaspora Babes Radio Waves, soundtrack for your too loved, too loving life. My name is Amal, and I'm your host on this journey of sweet sounds and joyous abounds. Dip your toes into the water with Almanac and Yummy Online, coming right on the next wave.
I can give you brain like I'm fucking mean till there's nothing left but that ego death. You gon' pick it up like I flick it up. I done did it up like the jitterbug. Did it up, now you sucking up. Now I'm fucking up, then I pull the plug. Go ahead, boy, get your money. Bet you're thinking this shit real funny. All you hoes keep on running. Gonna go ahead and cop that 100. Dreams got bigger, the cities I live in. I do not give in to shit you've been throwing. On that grind like a Thursday bake. When I wake, treat the day like it's nothing but cake. For yuppie bros, won't be rolling with no dummies though. All you be hating, I'll be here creating. I'll be on the ball while the rest of you fading. Wait in the pool like Sally, come late. All you bitches up on it, don't need it, don't want it.
Over the last 2 years of discovering a new sound, but also revisiting my roots and combining the old and the new together, I've found a lot of joy in what I write and perform, and also parts of myself I didn't know I had. I feel closer to myself than I ever have. Creating this material, and I feel it connects me to other people as well. I feel like I am actually writing with intention and not just for the sake of creating, but there's like a reason for it that goes beyond just myself.
Memories are distorted, cut the light down on me low. Take a little trip to the mall. Wonder what they got in store. Riding through the world with my hands up. We just close our eyes. We fit paradise. We so paralyzed. Stroll through the ocean without caring about the waves. Going through the motions, yeah, I'm stuck up in my ways. Can't get a call without the message first. Told me, but I told you that I love you first. Even my PlayStation black, just like the air in Los Angeles. I wanna fly with the demons. This body be my carry on. We go beyond this world. Black.
My PlayStation black.
Just like the air in love. Los Angeles.
Only in LA.
I wanna fly with the demons.
Fly with them, fly away.
This body be my carry-on.
Hey, thank you for having me on the show. And letting my song bump. This is Yummy Online. Ecstatic experience with music. I think the most, there's a couple times, but the most definitive one was I was high with this dancer I know, and you know them too. Their name is Malik, and we were high, and like, I remember thinking all throughout my life until that point, I like kind of danced, but like I could never like catch it. Like I couldn't catch the beat, like, and just like be with it. But like then I was like so high and I just like let go, and I remember I caught it and I was just with it, and I was like, whoa, and I just like felt so like spaced out. And I remember Malik was like, why didn't you tell me you could dance? And I was like, bro, I didn't know either until like right now. And it was just such a beautiful experience, and I love dancing now.
These kids don't want the drugs, they want the dance. These kids don't want the drugs, they want the dance. These kids don't want the drugs, they want the dance. These kids don't want the.
But for making music, like with this song and other songs, where I want people to go is like right now. I want them to go to right now. The world that I see when I'm making music is just like over, like hyper joyous thing that like coming from the internet, like past uncanny valley, I don't know, but also like a dreamscape, like a cyber dreamscape, really, like where the water is like pixelated, but it tastes good, or people, like your interactions with people, it's just like a open world RPG for real. I don't even know, like I wanted people to feel like they're in a video game with my songs, at least for now. Like I don't want that, but I'm accepting that because that's what's been coming to me lately. Is these like imaginative worlds, but not like imaginative, they're just like internet cyber like vaporwave worlds where all these elements are coming together. I feel like a cyborg, and I don't know, I guess I just want to express that feeling through the song, but I also feel like very joyous, so I want that just like hyper joy, kinda, like super joyous, like very colorful, like a little kid's book, you know, just like a little kid world, like bright pinks and blues and greens and like bubble gum and like lollipop flavors, but like we have that, you know, like it's like fruits and vegetables and things like that, and like rocks and all of that, I don't know, and cars, like floating cars. I need the floating cars, bro. And even my PlayStation Black, just like the air in Los Angeles. So yeah, like I wanted to make a song about my PlayStation because it's black, like me. And I want that to be like just like a black, like Afro-futuristic, like cyborg, like message, like in there. And then, like the air in Los Angeles, like, I don't know, like, it's something.
If I
love.
So music is really interesting because it has the ability to take you out of whatever you are in. Like, I can have the biggest headache and I can listen to a good song and all my bodily pains are gone. I don't know, music is really magical. With my music, I haven't really thought about how it would connect to others. For a lot of my life, I have been unable to connect to a lot of people, felt very left out and alienated. But it's really nice to see that through my differences, other people approach me. Because I am different, it becomes a reason for people to approach me, rather than before it was more like a reason to not approach me. And I guess with my music, that's what I want to, that's how I want to connect with others. I want everybody to see things differently, hear things differently, understand ways that are not their own. And maybe what is so different is not so different, and maybe that's what I'll be challenging, or I continue to challenge, as I am a human being, just like anyone else.
That was Suka on the track Euphoria, and right before that again, Almanac and Yummy Online. Next up, we have Parisian performer Idris on Joyeux.
Je ne pourrais pas grandir sans toi, sans foi ni loi. Je crois encore au renfort des forcenés. Ils sont tous nés comme moi pour vaincre le froid, pour vaincre le manque de toi, de toi. Ils sont tous nés comme moi et je vois leur force au bord des doigts. J'avais les larmes sur les yeux, j'avais les larmes sur les yeux. Ils parlaient d'amants soyeux comme des amants plis de joyaux. Et ça blâme les amants joyeux comme toi et moi. La troupe face à eux, sur le toit, sûr de toi. Ils découpent la façade en deux. Ça jette des regards tendancieux, jouant sur des mimiques facétieuses. De longues phrases sentencieuses, couplées aux regards audacieux. J'ai plus peur d'affronter les cieux, j'suis déjà brisé en deux. Il pleut des mots injurieux et tous mes démons judicieux. Rendre justice à mon âme, le procès dans les flammes. Rendre justice à mon âme, mon corps brûlé par les flammes. Rendre justice à mon âme, le procès dans les flammes. Rendre justice à mon âme, mon corps brûlé par les flammes. Le temps s'échappe entre mes mains et s'entremêle les jours sans fin. Et quand, enfin, je démêle le vrai du faux, je t'ai pas vu partir, ma main fermée sur ton souvenir. D'audace, tu rôdais comme un rapace. Tenace, tu m'enlaces et tu m'entaches. Tu te lasses, c'est fugace. Tu m'as laissé, je t'agace. Je ramasse tes grimaces dans une crevasse dégueulasse. Ton menton levé sur la menace. Tu mentais, tu m'embarrasses. Dans l'impasse, tu m'embrasses. Et
Brice, j'ai 19 ans et je vis à Paris. Et j'écris, je compose et je produis mes propres morceaux. Voilà. On m'a posé, je vais répondre à deux questions. Et la première question qui m'a été posée, c'est de décrire en détail le lieu dans lequel je voudrais que les personnes voyagent quand ils écoutent ma musique. En réfléchissant à la question, je me suis rendu compte que j'imaginais pas un seul endroit, mais qu'il y avait plusieurs endroits. Dans les deux cas, ce sont des lieux que je peux diviser en deux catégories. Il y a d'abord les lieux que je qualifierais de lieux de grand calme. C'est-à-dire que ce sont des espaces vides avec une vue assez dégagée qui s'étend loin à l'horizon. Il ferait assez chaud et il n'y aurait pas de bruit artificiel. Et moi, ce que j'identifie comme les bruits artificiels, ce sont plutôt les bruits de la ville, les bruits de moteur et toutes les choses en fait, qu'on peut entendre dans une ville. Et j'imagine qu'il y aurait plutôt des sons de la nature. Le bruit des vagues, le vent sur le sable et puis des feuilles qui tombent. Et peut-être aussi qu'il y aurait des voix au loin, mais en tous les cas, ce serait quelque chose de très flou et quelque chose de très indéfini. J'imagine que ce serait typiquement le type de lieu dans lequel on peut s'allonger, fermer les yeux et s'endormir parce qu'il n'y a pas la peur d'être en insécurité, en fait. C'est juste un lieu où il n'y a rien et donc il n'y a aucune sorte de menace. Et c'est vraiment c'est ce que j'entends en fait par lieu de grand calme, c'est-à-dire c'est un lieu où il n'y a aucune forme de menace. Et j'aimerais que les personnes qui écoutent ma musique se sentent comme sur une crique, genre une crique en Bretagne ou sur l'île d'Oléron. Parce que c'est ce que j'imagine, c'est des lieux qui sont généralement très plats, très larges, très grands et avec une vue assez dégagée et il peut rien se passer. C'est des lieux de confort et de sécurité.
You're listening to Diaspora Babes Radio Waves, and I hope you're enjoying this selection of sweet sounds and soulful abounds. I have two more sweet songs left for you. Right now, I'm going to turn it over to Layl Omaran, our very own performer and creator of the music that you listen to accompanying the words of this podcast. And after that, we have Miss Mia Lizette singing Bella.
Specific kinds of music, and I think it's because my relationship with music is very personal. So the music that draws me is usually the music that speaks to me spiritually. I think when I listen to oud, or when I play oud, or if I sing, or I listen to vocalizations that I can relate to, I do feel an ecstatic experience, almost a very spiritual experience that helps me find peace. I see music as my parent and as my child, the kind of specific music that I play, specifically Arabic-inspired music, but very abstract sometimes. And the reason I say I see it as a child and a parent is because it really helped me see the peace within myself when I was having my hardest moments and be able to hold the hardest moments and sit with them and comforting me through these moments. And this is what I want people to experience when I play music or if I sing. I want them to experience that peace within themselves, to be able to find that comfort that is going to help them bear to love themselves and accept themselves. Because ultimately this is what music has done for me, is teach me how to love myself with kindness and with patience, to be patient with myself. And this is how I connect to others, I think, by trying to transfer that energy or resonate that energy. And I think my responsibility as a musician is to make sure that I am energetically open to receiving the depth of that spiritual energy, because I won't be able to communicate if I don't have that energy already in me. If I don't, I'm like a medium when it comes to music. I feel like it's just through me, and it's channeled to whoever who is listening to it, and whoever who is ready to listen, who is ready to experience it. Because being in the same, listening to music is not necessarily the same as experiencing it. And I think for somebody to experience it the same way as the person who is delivering it or having it go through their body, or the musician, the listener has to have somewhat synchronized energy as the musician, or open energy to receiving. And I think that's really that synergy happens, I think that creates a very beautiful transcendence of sorts of a spiritual ecstasy.
Hello, Diaspora Babes. I'm so honored to be on this episode of the podcast. My name is Mia Lissette, and the song I'll be sharing with you today is called Bella. And I wrote Bella at a really shaky part of my life. I think I was about 16, and it was after the first time I'd been hospitalized for depression. And I just remember one day journaling. It was the summer after probably my sophomore year of high school. And, you know, summer is always a time when you have time to think. And something that I kind of did as a coping mechanism was I would keep myself very, very, very busy, so as not to think about the things I had going on in my head. And so I didn't have to feel and kind of work through things that were really hurting me, because if I stayed busy enough, like I wouldn't have time to think about it. And so the summers were always a time for journaling, for listening to myself, for being in two different emotions, and for kind of giving myself the space to feel. And I wrote Bella as a kind of love letter to myself, a love letter to my hurting self from my healed self. And so at the beginning, when I talk about Bella not being beautiful, I'm speaking about myself when I'm at my darkest times, and how when I don't feel beautiful, I'm not beautiful. But throughout the course of the song, I kind of realized that in order for me to love other people, I must give that love to myself first and foremost. And that's the only way that I can be the best version of myself, and the only way I can actually really love anything in this world. And so, yeah, Bella's a very intimate song that's very close to my heart. And I originally recorded it at 16 as well, and it was on SoundCloud. And the past few months I've been remastering it, and it is still a work in progress, but it's close to completion right now. So I've added different harmonies, added a few different lyrics, and it's almost to the point where I'm ready to let go of my baby and let her touch the hearts of whoever's heart is in need of it most. But yeah, I really hope you all enjoy it. It's really a piece of me, and I hope it speaks to you in some way.
values my happiness and devalues hers. She does not know what love is. Spits at her own image. Bella is not beautiful. She looks at her arm, six scars down her wrist. It's then when she questions how it came to this. I used to cherish life and love my own skin. When will I learn to feel the light again? My soul must be polluted. I've been persecuted. I need to care for my own heart. I really love you. Bella, can't you see?
Can't you see
how very simple it can be?
Hey babes, and that was our show. I want to thank all the performers and all of you beautiful people out there listening. So thank you to Almanac, Yummy Online, Suka, Idris, Lil, and Mia Lizette. Stay tuned for another regular episode of Diaspora Babes next Saturday. And if you like this episode, well, I have a treat for you in store, because we're going to be doing these music episodes and artist features on the regular. Please rate, review, and subscribe, and check out all of the links for the wonderful performers that you heard today. If you want to let us know how you really feel, go ahead and slide into the DMs on Diaspora Babes at Instagram, and send us an email at diasporababes@gmail.com. All my love. Keep safe. Keep faith. Amal.